First of all,
this is the BS Report with Bill Simmons.
It might be cool, I don't know. And if it's not, I don't care.
The BS Report with Bill Simmons.
Bill Simmons works for ESPN. He's also named the sports guy, and he writes a comical sports column. He must be a popular dude.
The BS Report.
It's got a real dirty sound, like a rusty steak knife cutting through a well-aged steak.
Now.
Here's Bill Simmons.
Welcome to the show. It's a Tuesday night, a rare Tuesday night podcast. This is going to be great. Once again, my buddy Sal Iacono. We're going to do the Week 3 Lions. Sal, how you doing?
What's happening, Bill? People aren't bored of this bit yet? I can't believe it.
Of Camergate?
Yeah, no. I mean, I was guessing the Lions. No.
What about Camergate? When are people going to get bored of Camergate?
Never be bored of that. Are you kidding?
Jesus. Let me ask you this. You're an innocent bystander in all this.
Not really, but go ahead.
Well, other than the tragic events for you of Super Bowl 36.
Right.
If the Patriots were cheating this whole time, mm-hmm. that assumes they cheated in the first Super Bowl season. Drew Bledsoe hates Bill Belichick more than maybe anybody ever did because he took away his job and then he traded him. Wouldn't he have blown the whistle after he left?
Yeah, it does seem like there's a bunch of people who might have blown the whistle after they left, before Mangini, but...
Laura Malloy, Ty Law.
That's interesting. I think it would be good if they went back and find Mangini after all this, after knowing that he had some wrongdoing. Yeah, I don't know. It's a mess, but, God, we should have seen that coming. Of course they're going to blow out the Chargers. They have so much to prove now that now they're playing clean.
What? You didn't see it coming?
Well, I mean, I did, but, I mean, we didn't sell our houses or anything and put it on the game. We should have just loaded up.
Hey, speak for yourself. Anytime Norv Turner is coming into Bill Belichick's house as a three-point underdog.
You're not kidding.
That was, I don't know what to make of that Chargers team, but actually, let's start the lines. We can talk
about
them.
All right, first game, Minnesota at Kansas City.
Now, Minnesota, we don't know if Tavares Jackson, Brooks Bollinger, or Kelly Holcomb will be the QB. I don't know how that affects the line.
They're like the worst 8-8-ish team to watch ever, aren't they? Like they it's just, even with Adrian Peterson, they're just not exciting at all. They're always going to come down on a wire. And
They could have gone 2-0. They missed a game-winning field goal.
Yeah.
Well, I think the Chiefs are the worst team in the league.
Well, I'm just shocked that Bobby Scipio didn't. I watched Hard Knocks, and for Bobby Scipio not to turn this team around and come on the right track, what do you believe in anymore?
They actually kind of they hung close enough with the Bears that they got like the cheap cover, which really enraged everybody.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to say Minnesota is a 2-point favorite.
Oh, boy. All right. It's a bad start for you. I didn't have it either. It's the Chiefs are favored by 3.
Oh,
this
Lord.
Is what I mean. Like, Vegas hates the Vikings. Like, last week, I don't know. You like the Vikings this week.
I don't like the Chiefs ever. I don't think they should ever be favored. Although, I guess they're not going to go 0-16, so if they're ever going to win a game, it's this week.
It is a tough place to play, but, yeah, this would be it.
Yeah, that's stupid. You know what? I did a bad job on that first.
Well,
I'm
you can't take it back. That's the beauty of the podcast.
I'd like to apologize to my fans, and I'm going to move on.
Miami at the Jets.
Wow, I don't like either of these teams. Although the Jets, you know, they really showed some life at the end of that Ravens game. We actually even went main screen with it for a little bit.
Yeah, I like the climate. Like, he fired the ball in. Like, they could have something to look forward to, these Jet fans.
Well, do you think that's why McCarron's dropped the game-time pass? Because he wasn't used to catching a pass that was faster than 30 miles an hour?
Too much zip on it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's good. All of them. McCarron's, Kotcher, all of them, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to take a while for them to adjust. Wait, so who is at the Jets?
Jets are home, Miami. Comes to town.
I'm gonna say Jets by 4.5.
I said Jets by 4. It's Jets by 3. It's a little lower. I don't know what to make. Miami seems bad too.
They stink.
I just hope Berman shows the helicopter spin with the Marino fake spike. You think he'll show any of those? I wish he wasn't so stubborn. They could dig up some and celebrate the past. It's not in his wheelhouse anymore.
Yeah, it's not something he likes to do, is to re-show old clips. I don't see him doing that.
All right. Your big game here. I know you're excited to pick this line. Buffalo at New England.
Oof.
They come to Foxborough.
Well, it's at least 2 touchdowns. I will say this. Buffalo has not joined the cast of people castigating the Pats after the fact. So you might not see Belichick really open, unleash the hounds.
Oh,
so
interesting.
Speak.
Yeah.
Yeah. They haven't really done anything to enrage us.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to say 15.
Well, you're closer than I was. I said 13.5. It's 16.5.
Woo.
That's pretty big. Even for the Pats, right? When were they favored by that much? It's been a while even for them.
Yeah, I guess people are thinking they need to win a game by less than 22 points.
I kind of feel, I'm going the other way than you. I think they're like, this is like a BCS team. They're going for the number one spot, and they know they have to blow everyone out, and that's just how it's going to be. They have to teach everyone a lesson, you know?
Well, and then the other thing is, what is J.P. Lossman going to do in New England?
Right. They said the line would be 29.5 if the cameras were allowed, but so they're going with 16.
That's a cheap shot.
San Fran at Pittsburgh.
It's San Fran. It's really hard to say who the worst 2-0 team is.
Yeah,
because you make
a
case
there
for the Lions, too.
Mm-hmm.
San Fran's pretty bad, though.
Yeah, I mean, are they going to win 2 in a row on the road? I don't think so. It can't be. And then 3 in a row overall.
Who is the home team?
Pittsburgh's home.
Oh, see, I think this Pittsburgh is the third best team.
Well, I know we like to talk about. Yeah, I do too. Maybe even second. I don't know. Indy looks great, but Pittsburgh just take care of business. I don't know.
Well, I'm going to say Pittsburgh by 8.
Yeah, you get that one. It's 8.5. I said 7.5.
Hmm.
We talk about our two-team teasers all the time, taking the 6 points off. But you pointed out the underdogs. What were they this week?
Oh.
3-12-1, is that right?
Yeah. The underdogs were 12-3-1.
So
the weird thing is, you know, the last couple of years there's been a pattern of the underdogs winning the game and covering.
Mm-hmm.
And then this week only 5 of the 12 teams won outright.
Yeah.
So a little bit fluky.
Still makes you money though, right? Yeah, we're
yes.
taking the money line.
Still makes you money.
All right, San Diego at Green Bay.
I knew this game was on the board. I think this is the most interesting game. Because it's quite possible Green Bay is good.
Yeah. I agree.
I'm going to say San Diego by 3.
I got this one exact. It's 4.5. San Diego's given 4.5. I think that's a little high, right?
Yeah, it's a little high. And for the first time, Favre actually looked really competent.
I'm telling you, they're stepping it up. They don't want him around anymore. They figure the only way to get rid of him is to make the playoffs at 9-7 or whatever.
Yeah, but do you think San Diego will be mad?
I don't like that West this year. I mean, everyone
yeah.
talks about the AFC, but I really do think there are three great teams, the Patriots, Colts, and Steelers. And I don't know. Denver's a disappointment. San Diego scored 0 in both first halves of their first two games. Maybe the Packers win this.
Yeah, and you know the other thing? I didn't think San Diego showed a lot of heart in that Pats game.
No.
You know, it's one thing to just lose, but they didn't really show anything in that game, and especially when they gave up the last touchdown. You know, that's,
yeah.
if you're ever going to take a stand, do it there. And Sammy Morris just runs in. I like Green Bay.
Yeah.
I think that's a nice one.
Me too. Schottenheimer's loving all of this.
Oh.
We got Detroit at Philly.
Hey, can you name the three Green Bay running backs?
Hold on. I know there's Brandon Jackson.
Right.
And then there's a guy named Lloyd.
Okay. Who's
then,
number three?
Morency's hurt, right? But they don't. Are we counting him? Yeah.
Yeah. They could have the worst. If they go 10-6, really maybe the worst running backs ever.
Yeah, you're right.
Team.
You're right. I don't know how they
bad.
Would do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Detroit at Philly. Another bad team.
Jesus.
I think this is like the most important NFC game this week. We really get to see what these teams are made of.
Well, unfortunately, unless Roger Goodell changes the rules, we're going to have 6 NFC playoff teams this year. So right now we have 3.
Yeah.
I don't know where the other
3
are coming from, but one actually
changes the rules.
Yeah, which might not be a bad idea.
Detroit wins and they're 3-0, you have to believe they're decent. If Philly loses, you have to believe they're lousy, playing.
You know, every year there's one or two teams that you just have to suck it up early on and say, all right, you know what, they're not good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you look at the end of the year at the records, and there's always that team that's like 4-12 or 5-11 against the spread because everybody kept waiting for them to be good, and it just
right.
never happened.
Yeah.
And it
yep.
seems like Philly is that team.
It could be.
Because they were not in that game yesterday, and Washington should have put it away and didn't. But I thought McNabb, that was one of the worst performances I've ever seen.
He
not
did
just
look
from
lousy.
Him,
That was the worst performance for as good as the stats he ended up with, you know? I couldn't believe he didn't throw a pick. He was over 200 yards and over 50%, but if you look back, there was nothing positive about that performance.
No, and he missed like 10 receivers. The other thing was Jason Campbell was kind of like the before picture of the McNabb, and current McNabb was like the after picture.
Right.
Because Jason Campbell was like making stuff happen.
Yep. No, I got you.
I
hit this one exact, so I'm warning you ahead of time.
Okay. I'm going to say Philly by 4.
All right, 6.5.
Wow.
I have it at. That's a little high.
Yeah, so basically they're ignoring what happened yesterday.
Yeah, we should take them.
I also think this Philly team is better off playing on the road at this point. Same for Chicago.
Yeah, you're right.
You don't have a home field advantage when your fans boo every single incompletion.
That's not an advantage. The Philly fans root against the other team, not for their team.
Yeah.
But it's worked, and not this year, though. All right, Arizona at Baltimore.
Well, this Arizona team could be 0-2.
Yeah,
or they could be 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a weird season. Is McNair playing or Bowler?
They're keeping hush about it as of today, but it might be better off with Bowler.
Yeah, I kind of agree than a crippled McNair. I'm going to say Baltimore by 7.
I said 8.5. It's 8, so I think I'm closer by a half point, right?
Oh, you're killing me this
week. That's a little high, yeah. I don't know. Maybe that's a two-team teaser game, too.
Are we sure that Baltimore is good?
No. No, I just think, you know, you've said this before, the quarterback just has to really not make a mistake, and they're going to win most of these games because their defense swarms. But
yeah, but we watched that second half, and the Jets moved the ball on them in the second half.
I don't understand what happened there. I don't know who they get up for. But, all right, St. Louis at Tampa.
I don't know where that offense came from last week.
I know it.
And it also looks like the Rams might be close to being done. I'm going to say Tampa by 3.5.
Oh, good call. It's 4. I said 1.5. I thought it'd be low. I always think the Rams are better than they are, but
yeah. You know why? It's because of all their fantasy guys. It confuses you.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
We talked about this on Sunday. Bulger's one of those guys that if you just judged him by fantasy, he's a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure I'd want him as my QB.
No, you're right. Same with Steven Jackson. Doesn't seem, you know, only if the team's playing well does it seem like he reacts. So.
Right.
I don't know.
Hey, what'd you think? Oh, I didn't even tell you this. I tried to pull off a 4-team trade in our league of everybody just giving their backup running back that they have to somebody else's star.
Oh, interesting.
So it all worked out and everybody got the right backup.
Uh-huh.
Guess who squashed it?
Tony.
Yeah, good guess. He wants to hold on to Michael Turner for no reason. He could have Brian Leonard, the Rams backup. Totally logical.
He needs Turner. He has Maurice Jones-Drew as his second back. He has to step up. What a disaster. I have no wins either. All right, Indy at Houston.
No Andre Johnson. I just saw on the NFL Network ticker.
Out completely, huh?
Out completely.
Hmm.
That hurts.
Yeah.
That hurts is an understatement.
Well, they like that Jacoby Jones. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, yeah, no, absolutely. He was the number one receiver in the league, I think, up until.
It also hurts the 40-1 Andre Johnson most receiving yards bet, more importantly, that you and I would have if gambling is legal. I like this Indy team. I thought that was a ballsy win by them in Tennessee. They had every reason to lose that game, and the defense stepped up. I'm going to say Indy by 8.
I said 6.5. It's 6, so I get that one. Yeah, I agree. I think they just toy with teams, and I love their run defense. It makes no sense, but they're really stepping up.
Wait a second. They were favored by 7 against Tennessee, so is Vegas telling us that they think Houston is better than Tennessee?
Houston's better. They have 2 wins.
But they beat 2 terrible teams.
I know. Yeah,
they
maybe
beat Kansas City, and who'd they beat last week?
Houston beat Carolina.
Oh, they beat Carolina. That was a decent win.
Yeah.
All right. I still think Tennessee's better.
Well, I just don't think Houston's going to sneak up on Indy, right? Because didn't they lose the last game of the year at Houston?
Yeah.
These teams, I don't know. I like that.
The only thing is the whole city of Houston's been waiting for Houston to be good in the NFL for really the entire decade.
Right.
So they're probably at like DEFCON 5 in terms of excitement. That could be a good atmosphere for that game.
Yeah, that'll be a fun game. Maybe.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Jacksonville, now we have the afternoon games. Jacksonville at Denver.
Mm. What did you think of the cheap timeout Shanahan called? Actually, I thought it was totally legal.
I guess so. I'd almost like to see a rule that says when they, it's like when you break a huddle, that's it. When you break a huddle, you can't call a timeout on defense, and it's like no more bets and roulette. I don't know. It's too much for interpretation, I think.
It's like no more bets in the sports book.
Yeah, right.
When they just shut the windows. Yeah, you're right, because it really would have been tragic if Lane Kiffin got the Gatorade bath and then they had to re-kick it.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
Jacksonville.
Denver? Jacksonville.
Denver's home for Jacksonville.
I think this Jacksonville team stinks. I really do. I think they're one of the 6 or 7 worst teams.
I do too. I want to like them, but I don't know. Maybe they don't make the playoffs this year.
Yeah. I'm going to say Denver by 7, and I'm going to predict a big Maurice Jones-Drew day because he's due.
Really? Denver wins, but Mo Drew?
Yeah, right. Some sort of big play.
All right. Well, I had 5, and it's actually 3.
What?
I guess they weren't impressed with Denver too much either.
Jacksonville? Wow.
Denver favored by 3 at home over Jacksonville.
I'm way off this week, which is not necessarily a good thing for me.
Well, it's all right. So far we have the Colts on a 2-team teaser, which is a lock, and we just have to find another one.
Why do people think Jacksonville is good?
I don't know.
David Gerrard is now going to walk into Denver and pull off an upset?
I think they had 7 sacks last year. I know it's Atlanta, but I think their defense is still solid, right?
But Atlanta's place kicker missed 2 field goals.
Yeah.
And got waived. And they won by 6 points. They're your 6 points.
Like the Raiders D presents matchup problems for Denver. I think Jacksonville maybe could do the same. I don't know. I don't like them too much either. All right, Cleveland at Oakland.
Wow. These are the 2 teams that because I actually thought Oakland was a little better than people giving them credit for, and Cleveland's not as good as they were last week. I'm going to say Oakland by 3.
Yep, we both had it. Oakland by 3, exactly. It seems impossible to take the favorite in this game, right? Doesn't it a game like this?
The only thing is, Cleveland spent the week, everybody talking about, hey, we finally got it going. Derek Anderson's feeling good. I could see him throwing like 7 picks.
Yeah, that's true. All right, Cincy at Seattle. That's a good game. Some good late afternoon games.
Yeah, 2 teams that can't decide how disappointing they want to be. I think Cincy's going to win that battle. Vegas loves the Cincy team, and I'm not sure why, so I'm going to factor that in. Seattle by 3.5.
It's Seattle 3. I nailed that exact too. I'm sorry, I'm not lying. But the 3. Well, we could be in trouble with our NFC West bet if Seattle goes down this week.
Well, and plus, such a bogus loss last week.
They
fumble the handoff, miscommunication on the audible.
Yeah.
Driving for the winning field goal, and then all of a sudden Arizona's kicking the winning field goal.
Yeah, you're right. Arizona's not good. We should buy
Baltimore,
they're not good. Too. Yeah.
They're not good.
Another team that's not good, the Giants on the road against Washington. Short week for the Skins.
It looks like Washington is going to replace Philly as the second playoff team from your division.
Can you believe it?
I thought they looked good. I think that Campbell is decent, and they have 2 good running backs.
And I think he'll start making throws that he didn't make last night, like towards the middle of the year. Yeah, you're right. They have some pep to them, and the defense is solid.
So this is Giants at Washington.
Mm-hmm.
I hate going against 0-2 teams, but I think this Giants team stinks. I'm going to say Washington by 6.
Yeah, it's not that high. I had 3.5. It's 4, so you're closer there.
No, you're closer.
I am? Oh, yeah. What am I talking about? I'm looking over. Yeah. I'm not good with the math.
I almost think
like Eli's starting on purpose just so that Coughlin doesn't have an excuse to remain his coach, you know?
Right.
Like the front office said, well, Coughlin, we'll give him another year because Eli was hurt and Brandon Jacobs. And Eli's like, no, let's just get him out of here. I'll play hurt. I'll risk the rest of my career. That's fine.
Tiki Barber's so happy.
It's amazing. All right. Carolina at Atlanta. That used to be a good game.
Yeah. Now I think Young Joey's going to get booed this week, unfortunately.
Yeah.
This may have been my worst sleeper pick ever. Like, I almost just want to move on and pretend it didn't happen.
But that's all right. That's all right. You want to root for something like that.
I know, but I had Atlanta, Houston, or Oakland, where I had narrowed it down, and I just went with the wrong horse. Yeah. Although, in that division, 7-9 could win it.
Yeah.
Carolina by 4.
That's exactly right. I had 7. I don't know why. I hate Atlanta more than you do, I guess. I don't know. Hmm. I don't know. I just think they're going to score like 0, 3, 7, or 6 every week, Atlanta, no matter who they face. But
man.
And then the Sunday night game is Dallas at Chicago. I think the winner's the best team in the NFC by default almost, right?
Yeah, you know, it's weird. I would almost like Chicago more if they're on the road in that game.
Mm-hmm. We have Tank Johnson now.
I know. Congratulations. You don't get to play him, though, yet, right?
No, I don't think so. We have a few more weeks, 2 or 3 more weeks.
Well, yeah. I'll say this about the Cowboys. The main question I had with them was whether Romo is going to bounce back from what happened, and clearly he's bounced back. And then the other question is Wade Phillips competent? Mm-hmm. We have not answered that one yet.
No.
But it doesn't look... Totally discouraging.
For the second straight week, we won't have to expose how bad our defense is with the pass defense. With Trent Green last week, and we have Rex Grossman we're up against this week. So,
I think that
going.
We talked about this last week. It seems like Dallas is a relatively easy team to figure out because everybody's going to be able to throw the ball on them. But in this particular case, I don't trust Mr. Grossman.
It is just nice, though, with Tony Romo just making a nice little move on Jason Taylor. I'm thinking of if that was Bledsoe, that's minus 7 yards. And instead it's plus 8 because Romo takes off nicely.
And also they're finally figuring out that Marion Barber is the best running back in the team about 2 years late.
Julius Jones. I don't know. I agree with you. But
you just like him because he was nice to you at Jimmy's show.
That's all I have. What am I going to do? My idol Emmett Smith spat in my face, and Julius Jones shook my hand.
We got to save that. We're saving that story for a week when there's like 8 teams on a bye week. You got to tell
right.
Emmett Smith.
We
story.
Will.
I'm going to say Chicago by 3.5.
Nice, you nailed it. I said 4.5. You got it exact.
That's a nice game.
Yeah, that'll be fun. And then Monday night, Tennessee at New Orleans.
Oh, well, we'll know what New Orleans is made of.
It's a must-win, right? This has to...
Must-win. You know, I read that only 5 teams have made the playoffs since 1999 after starting 0-2.
Really?
But you would think if anybody's going to do it, New Orleans, they lost those first 2 on the road. They still have 8 home games. They're great at home.
Yep.
It was 7-1.
They could go on a little run here, but I don't know. I just don't like if you look at the players, it does make sense that they're losing.
I wasn't totally impressed by Tennessee. I thought that they played hard in that game, but I don't know if they have a playmaker on offense. I'm not sure you could beat the
Saints. It's true. It almost like Drew Bennett would have been a nice player for them, like the long ball out there.
I'm going to say New Orleans by 4.5.
You got it again. Wow. You picked the last 3 exact. But
that's pretty good for me. But
yeah, that is good. Too little too late, though. I think I won 10-7.
Hmm. Well, that last line, that means, as we always say, that means Vegas doesn't know.
That's right.
And I do think that's the toughest game to figure out on the board.
Yeah. So who do we like? Indy on a teaser? We like Pittsburgh? I bet if you take Indy, Pittsburgh, and New England on a teaser every week, you're not going to be disappointed too much.
So if we get Indy and Pittsburgh on a tease together, that brings it under 3, both games?
Pittsburgh's 2.5. Yeah, Indy's a pick.
Yeah, I think that's the call. There's no way Houston's going to beat Indy without Andre Johnson. They might play a close game, but
let's do that. Let's hang up the phone before Pittsburgh goes to 9 and we lose a half point.
All right. Sal Iacono, we will talk to you next week.
All right, buddy. Take care of yourself.
All right. Take care. One last note. We have another podcast coming on Thursday with the first female guest in the history of the BS Report. So we will see you then.
Target to set off. Whoa.
Thank you for downloading the BS Report with Bill Simmons.
Too much fun.
Check out more podcasts at the iTunes Music Store or at Podcenter at ESPNRadio.com.
Peace out.